Now come we to the waning of the year, when Aethon takes with ease his daily flight. And come the night we scan the jeweled abyss, mayhap to see Leonid's mystic light. But while all others take their leave of work, forsaking toils of virtue, favoring peace, thou heft upon thy back a further trial, foregoing simple, sacred, sweet release. And furthermore, from me thou also take that unoffending balm, whose sinless touch restores by night the nerves that are by day from slings and arrows frayed and bruised and such. So canst thou not be stirred to part thy gaze from yon horizon, or which is just the very prize with which I tempt thee now? Or in thine own restraint hast thou no trust? Or dost thou not long for victory at all, but rather for that stuff which brings defeat? The touch, the sigh, the whispers in thine ear, would that fate to thee be yet more sweet? 'Tis swiftly done, my dear, I know thee well, and better still the fortress of thy mind. So raise the bridge, slam shut the gates, and to my sweet assault be thou resigned. To be the buck that dashes through the trees and stirs with every whisper of the leaves, but knows that every ragged breath serves not to save, but brings thee only closer to thy knees. And though I thrill to chase thee so, it is a paler joy than wert thou freely mine to take, as would I any other knight, and say that thou art mine as I am thine. So I will wage this lover's war with thee, and bar no holds nor hold until the end. Be strong, my love, the month is not yet o'er, and though I may not pardon, you will mend.